Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Hello, class. This is Professor C.T. Hulu. For our anthropology class, we will be talking about the lovely PDFs available at www.rpgnow.com. Of course, if you go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com, we get an affiliate bonus. It's so nice that way. So after you have filled out your lovely cards telling me about your next of kin and your deepest, darkest fears, we will have our first pop quiz.
I'll go ahead and activate my defensive stance, which increases my AC by 2.
Are you thinking about exploring
like this?
Yes.
Herb City of Heroes. Stand
so my AC is now effectively 26.
The condensation off my glass when I go upstairs briefly. Oh, stretch.
All right, Ella, you're up. Hi, you're on deck.
I'll be missing.
Okay.
She'll think about hitting and go.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and as a faith, Mr. Bloody.
Okay.
Twenty-two versus reflex.
That will hit. Reflex is only a mighty 18.
And a 15 damage.
Hey, Moxie.
All right, 15 damage it is.
Yes, you're a sweetie.
That was Ella and Kaya and Sarek. You're up. Tim would be on deck, but he's upstairs.
All right, I will use Swift Claw, which allows me to shift one square before or after my attack. So I will shift over there. Thank you very much.
And I'll be flanking said dork.
Yes. Sad. I'm guessing that 14 is not going to hit his AC.
Sadly.
But I will burn an action point because I did not like that very much.
Not at all, man.
And shall do a sustaining strike. And I'm imagining 15 is not going to hit his AC.
This one hasn't hit you yet, so...
The award for best use of action points so far goes to...
That post.
Alright.
No, it has Moxie. The quickening.
So...
Well, normally it has the prize. Tim and then Gwen, and then the Minotaurs.
Hmm.
So shall we wait for people to get back, or shall we just go right to the Minotaurs?
Let's wait.
I'd say we wait, because undoubtedly, they're going to do something.
Tim and Gwen will do something.
We'll kill everything except us.
Kill the Minotaurs.
Yes.
Just outright.
Instantly, in one blow.
With the.
Because they've been holding back all this time.
With the sheer awesome of their action.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Exactly.
They'll dazzle them so much that they'll just fall over.
Yep.
Let's see. If I were Tim, I would be. Getting what right about now?
Clawing your way through the ice to get the book?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Use a daily to get the book.
Fireball!
Okay, if... Let's
he burned his fireball already.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
we'll go ahead and pause for now.
And it is Tim.
Can't hit a dog with an iron.
What?
Okay.
And that's what you do with the duck.
That's true.
Tim, you're up.
Okay. Well,
actually bloodied one of them.
Sweet. Well, he takes damage... Takes 3 points of damage first.
Alright.
From the cloud of daggers.
Aww. That's sad.
And does a 16 hit his reflex?
No, his reflex is 18.
Sad. I was going to put another cloud there.
Sad.
I know. You put the cloud there, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
As I recall, the cloud is.
Right.
So the cloud is there, it just doesn't damage him.
Right. No, he'll take damage
next round.
When you up.
If it gets too warm in here, tell me.
It's warm in here.
Okay.
I'm fine, but then again I'm also wearing a short sleeve shirt.
Well, what I can do is turn this off though. And then cool down.
Okay, what's happened?
One of them is bloodied.
Okay.
There's a Congo line kind of going on in the middle there.
Dun 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 dun
dun. Let's see.
I'll try again. Whoa! Hey.
Stop. I am going to do. What am I going to do? I'm going to do an Eldritch Blast again.
Stop it.
Against the guy in. No.
Nope.
Here, maybe I should mark. I'm gonna mark the guy that is bloodied.
Here. Yeah, mark the guy that's bloodied. Okay.
Yep. So he's marked. Sorry. And
he's marked by. Oh yeah, your curse doesn't supersede that. So
Okay. Pogo.
Yep. Boom. He's marked.
What are you saying?
And
I just keep remarking him when I attack him. So.
Okay. And Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, that didn't.
It's not good.
What is that? Versus reflex? That's not going to hit.
No. Sad. And
however, okay, you are granted combat, yet still not going to hit, sadly.
Yeah. I already...
Because he... Yeah.
Yeah.
She misses.
Yeah, sadly. And I can't use... This is a separate thing altogether. I mean, this is a... I can't use this and that.
It depends on what action it is. That's a standard action. Your Diabolic Grasp is also a standard action.
It's a standard, too. Okay, never mind. Then. Okay, it's all good, then. All
right. Okay, so...
This is just a case of Pokemon. I'm
just kidding. Oh,
I don't
want to
fall on them.
Like we did, she had to have one of those at
least 23
hit you, Barrett? Nope. And, like, he's reading the newspaper.
I'll actually do one on Sarah because I think you are.
Chamber of Eyes.
23
hits.
Well,
at the 23 is his AC.
Sarah takes 16 points. Yeah.
Oh.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He has immunity to 16 points.
He does. He has exactly that much immunity.
Let's see, what is that?
17 hits.
Yes. 19.
Swing and miss. New round, Barrick. You are
okay.
Up.
Okay. You're ventilating yourself on to death. Am I on deck or am I up?
Let's see.
So, the one behind you apparently decided that Barrick was, or Sarek was a more interesting target.
Uh-huh.
He turned.
Yeah.
Well, that and he's marked by Sarek now, too, so.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, and I wanted to remind you that you get a plus two to the guy in front of you.
Yeah. I could do a lovely knocking on my pocket. We'll do Reaping Strike for my best bet. And then I keep rolling high, so I'll hit again with Reaping Strike.
Okay.
I keep doing that because it does damage if I miss. 10 points of damage.
What are you talking about? No, she's skulking around.
All right. Is that it for you, Barrett?
Scott just texted me from upstairs. On my turn, attempt another sustaining strike.
Righty then.
Okay.
Ella, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck. I'm so glad we live in an age.
And a voice from above.
You're going to have to be in the same
room.
To play D&D.
Yeah.
I could just stay home and Skype in. You have your laptop.
Skype in, but why would we do that? We just IM over.
Really? None of us have to leave home. We just,
exactly.
You know.
Okay, so we're going to play.
And you guys could play via text message. It'd be great.
That's
you guys got webcams?
26
there you are.
Versus his reflex.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. What are you aiming at? Bloodied one?
Bloodied one and a 14.
But really, for people that move,
damage.
You could set up a webcam.
Yeah.
There's actually soccer. You
take
have,
it.
You can actually build the map on.
Kaya,
people can have,
you are up.
Move around, and there's actually a
well,
DM controlled map.
Deck.
Yes.
So, fantasy grounds.
In the face?
Yeah, I'm
going to
miss again.
Okay. Someone will roll for Sarek's sustaining strike.
Bring my cap down.
And
10,
you're on
deck. Let's see. As I did D20, I take it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his thing is.
Okay, why don't you roll your turn?
It's just your turn.
Oh, it's...
Did you get the text?
Yes.
And we laugh heartily.
Ooh.
Sustaining strength is what
well,
is it?
Well, yes, I know, dear, but I don't know how you do things. I rolled this already.
I'm still flanking that one. 27 versus AC.
There you go. So you had to attack you.
Though.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't need to turn around. She's right there. I'll just type in wow.
That is hysterical.
That was funny.
Where's my dry erase marker?
City of Heroes together.
I probably
we could actually
here.
Talk
you
to each other in character.
Too.
But we would talk to each other. We wouldn't.
Oh, we talk to each other too.
It's just half the time we're carrying on two different conversations.
Okay.
You hit him. How much damage?
Well, of course, maximum.
His teeth are a lot better now.
So, two.
That's good.
They're so good.
11.
I don't understand.
Why am I a bad dog?
All right.
I get humped by Maggie
Sarek?
All the time.
That's it.
All right, Tim, you're up. You're on deck.
All right. Well, the one dude takes 3 points of damage from the cloud that's hanging around.
Aren't there two clouds now?
No, one disappeared.
Oh, do they only sustain for one round?
Till the end of my next turn. So, yeah.
All right, he takes 3 more points of damage.
So I do another cloud there, which misses him.
Okay.
But there's still a cloud there.
All right.
Sit.
And I guess...
Are you tapping on the wood?
Well, if I glance down at it, can I see anything on the top of it?
No, not really. It's not like... That's a good title. How I Did It. Signed, The Fat Guy.
Okay.
Answers to what ails you.
I mean, can I see any markings through the eyes?
Let me double check here.
Because I can put on my reading spectacles.
No, it actually looks like there is no title on the book.
Or any runes or anything like that. See?
Actually, no, there is a title on the book.
How I Did It by Pekka?
Make a perception check. Since it's partially obscured by the eyes.
22.
The book's title is, and I quote, The Book of Faceless Hate.
Did someone get that from the dwarves?
So I have a mask of human flesh.
Oh, Pablo's coming your way. No, he's just like running around the table now.
No.
The Book of Faceless Hate.
Rock.
Sweet. We're going to be picking that up with gloves or a mage's hand.
Leaving it in the ice. That's an option.
Right, no. We're leaving nothing here.
No.
Nothing that can be used.
I am doing flame attack on the dog. And
poor dog.
Oh, look. It's
it might calm him down a little bit.
Maybe. Singe on the dog.
How many drugs did you give him?
I gave him 2 Benadryl.
Apparently not, and he weighs under 50 pounds. I gave him 2 Benadryl.
Let's see. I will do another Eldritch Blast on the one that is hurt.
Alright.
That's
the one
better.
That you've been blasting, or the one that's bloody?
The one that's bloody. Okay. In the corner. What is that, 23? To reflex.
Reflex? Yes.
Yeah.
So I can't write anymore.
Okay.
So you've decided, Moxie.
Like, you can't make any more notes.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Didn't you curse that?
Oh, you curse him next
D6.
Yes, I did. So add an extra D6. That's better.
10.
Yep, cat.
Yeah, she lives here too.
Here every day.
Alright, now the beasties get to go. First, we'll do the one on Barry.
She wants to help.
I know she wants to help.
You're gonna go back outside.
Eric, yeah. Has a 22 hit your AC.
No.
Eric, does a 28 hit your AC?
My check, yeah.
Take 13 points of damage.
Sweet.
As it bellows and attempts open heart surgery on you.
How badly are you wounded now?
That took me to bloodied, which, hold on, because that...
You have the power.
Does she have doggy powers? Does
my
he have doggy powers?
My mother's fury's already been done. I didn't see where I'd marked that, so...
Hyperactive dog?
So, yeah, I'm bloodied.
Really?
So.
He's also still a puppy.
Yeah.
He's not that old.
Yes.
It looks like the dog next door. She's like this big so far. Her feet are like this.
Well, he's less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Maggie only was this by
the top of the new world.
They grow quick.
She's the same size as we are right now.
I'm going to try a...
Okay.
Maggie.
It really wants him to be bloody.
I'm going to do a cleave attack on the one I've been bashing on. Does a 26 hit him?
You're a good baby.
Dog's right there. That's with your plus 2, yeah.
Yes.
Me, Bubba.
It is because of the plus 2 that I hit the bastard, so...
Rock.
And the bastard takes a good 8 points of damage.
Shotgun.
The other guy... We'll take 3 points of damage from my cleave.
Does your mark automatically hit anything you attack?
Yes. So we're exchanging marks.
Okay. But you'll go before he goes, so it doesn't. It's not going to matter on him. Just fine.
Ella, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
All right. I'm going to lamp a face the bloody.
Hey, Maggie.
Maggie was that excited.
You used to be an excited little puppy, weren't you?
Yeah. Last year, she was all hyperactive.
Oh,
and she also did that thing where she put your
I'm sure
her mouth on your arm.
Around your arm.
Yeah.
Well, puppies especially explore things with their mouth. So.
And did you probably need healing now? Okay, so
did you
ever
kennel Diego when he was bad? Or did you only use it for
when he was bad? Yeah.
Sarek.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much it, yeah. Dog timeout.
Yep.
Dog he associates timeout. It with, you know, calm behavior is what you want to associate with.
Something. Mm-hmm. I think you get 11 points back.
On top of my surge value.
But I would hopefully go to your room and he'd go back in the bedroom.
No, Diego, I'd just say, kennel up and Diego would just immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. So he just right on in. He'd sit down.
Stay there until you can.
Well, Maggie, we can trust if we time out her in the one room, but we can't trust Pogo. So,
all right, Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're on deck.
She's doing the big Popeye.
Yeah.
Okay, she's eating her spinach.
Big battleships are going on.
You're on deck.
Did you get healed?
Yeah, she healed me.
Wow.
Keeping an eye on the time. Mm-hmm. When do you have to leave?
3:15.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said like 2:15.
Whoops.
It's 2:15. Mm.
I will go ahead and do a snatch and claw on the bozo in front of me.
Alright.
And with a 23 hit his AC?
Yep. AC is 25.
Is that with the plus 2?
Yeah, that was with the plus 2. So he will still take half damage.
Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much have to roll 15 or higher to hit these bastards.
When I do that, can I do like this way, then this way?
It slides, so you have to move in any direction.
I can 10
points of damage.
This way.
Mm-hmm. Just as like up to 5 squares.
Any way,
shape, or form.
Okay.
The only ones that have directions would be pushes and pulls.
Right. Tim, you're up.
A push, you push it, it goes go away from you. A pull comes close. Or you slide.
So slide, I can
slide, he moves around wherever.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try to hit him with the cloud of daggers again.
Alright.
18 versus his reflex.
Yes, that will hit.
All right.
Does he take 3 from the last
one? Yeah. Time? Plus he takes an additional 10.
Nice. He's looking pretty bad.
Yeah, and next round there'll be another cloud, so. Or this cloud, it just started.
Who are you
so.
Attacking?
The one that...
It's the one that's in the that I've got cornered.
That's bloodied.
On. Yeah.
When?
The bloody hair that we're
okay,
on.
I'm going to do Diabolical Grasp on... The one in the middle.
Alright.
I hope. And not. I think about it, but it doesn't happen.
And then
she thinks better of it.
I mean, the good guys get to get it.
Also good.
Depending on how you look at it, yeah.
Good guys.
We're the intruders in this in their castle.
Yes. Right. Alright. The one snarls and spits and tries to perform open-heart surgery on Barak.
I'm performing open-heart surgery on him already.
Well, he's trying to return the favor.
Oh. And how's he doing with that?
He rolled a 25.
Sorry, it's not going to hit me. Because of my my defensive stance. 26.
You've got a cat bot.
I do.
Give me a hand. She's trying
to
grab purchase on the chair.
Hey.
Sorry, I left
my
chair.
Go.
Look out. No.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good.
Everybody's okay.
She's okay.
To our listeners, everyone's okay.
Yes.
I was waiting for shelves to explode.
Legos to come crashing
and lights
down.
To catch on fire. And
dogs and cats living together in mass hysteria. Cat is fine, just has a little bald spot. Dogs are outside.
I think that he needs like tranquilizers.
No, yeah. Something.
Real tranquilizers.
Alrighty.
Anyway.
Alrighty.
Now that the bad kid is outside.
AC Sarah.
Does a 23?
Yes.
Yes.
23 does hit your
AC. Yes.
Alrighty.
That is my AC, so yes.
Yet more open heart surgery going on for 15 points.
At least he's not just doing it out of spite. It's just part of his.
And last and certainly not least, the one on Kaya doesn't really want Kaya to feel left out.
Does she just get mad?
Third attempt at open heart surgery.
She just gets mad because he's gone after the cat.
23 hit your AC.
She just gets excited.
Maggie just gets excited.
Xena does the same thing.
I thought maybe she's getting protective or something.
If it was Azor, yeah.
And we're at the top of a new
round. She does get protective of Azor. Doesn't really care.
All right, I will swing with a cleave. Am I still at +2 from you?
Yes.
Then that would be a 30 to hit.
That will hit.
9 points of damage, and the other guy between me and Sarek takes 3 points of damage.
Like, well, I'm gonna lay down right here.
Son of a bitch, I'm gonna lay right here.
Dog bit my fur out.
Stupid
we'll
dog.
Find that dog and bite his nose off.
Poor dog. Poor cat. Poor animals.
One that was bloody is now dead.
Yay!
Which means I gained temporary.
Was not the cat, by the way.
The cat did not kill him. Pogo helped, but
he's got a lovely temporary hit point.
I'm gonna try to get something.
Alright,
like
anything else, Barrett?
You gained a temporary hit point, remember?
Just one.
You're on deck.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm up. Yeah, personally? Because he's gone.
Yep.
Alright.
Ella, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
Alright, oh, so.
It's 5 temporary hit points. It's that.
Oh. I'm gonna go ahead and do Lance of Faith to the one that's in the alcove.
That actually might
by
be 6
Kaya.
In the check.
Okay.
So I think it might be your level.
Watch him! 24 versus
equal to your level, so it's
6.
Oh, right. 6.
Rock.
Okay. That's my d8. Must have eaten it.
I can change it.
9 points of damage.
Oh, it's easier. So now
alrighty.
I can say that you don't hate me at night.
The
dogs do.
Kaya will get the plus now. So no more plus for you for right now.
Anything else?
That's okay. We're flanking this one, so.
What?
Any more healing love or anything like that?
Who's down the worst?
I'm okay.
I'm still alright.
I'm okay. I'm not bloodied yet.
I'm good. All right.
Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're on deck.
Heal the cat.
Yeah, heal the cat.
I'm
going to
try to do Tiger One.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't
recover. So you're going to break from your punching the face strategy?
The Minoxidil spell.
No, this time I'm going to punch in the face extra hard.
Okay.
Variations
on a theme, then.
I think that's a 29.
That will hit him.
Yay!
It's whatever yours is, +2.
Okay, right here.
Okay, so that'll be good.
Okay.
That would just be mean.
28.
We'll have to do that.
28 okay. Points of damage?
Yep.
What does your mark do to him?
Okay.
It's if he makes an attack. Is it the same thing? It's like he makes an attack not including you as a target. You get a swing at him? Or
He's at -2 and I get a free strike at him. So.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm going to be doing. No, no. During my turn, I'll just move, provoke an attack, then move back to flanking him and attack him.
Okay.
So if he swings, he probably won't hit.
Bloodied marker from the one that's dead over to the one that's on Kaya.
See, and then you get to hit him. You try to hit him for free.
Sarek, you are up. Tim,
I like this plan,
deck.
And I'm happy to be part of it.
Look at that. It's second Ghostbusters reference. Sorry.
Now I have to say, Ray, what were you thinking?
Sarek, Ray, you are up.
Someone asked you if you were God.
Sustaining strike.
Yes.
Yeah, I
want to
know what happened.
What did you do, Ray?
AC 27.
That will hit.
Like, oh, I need a
that recharge. Sweet.
9 points of damage.
Alright. It's a tiny chunk of flesh.
Build a special shelf for her up there. On one of these poles, you
way
can sit
high.
Up there.
Yeah.
Hiss at the dog.
That's like that.
Yeah.
All right. That was Sarek.
I could build it somewhere where no one's going to.
Tim, you're up. Gwen, you're on deck.
Okay.
So nobody gets their head on.
Yeah. For some tall people, it's kind of impossible down here. Mm. 15 to hit their reflex.
Nope.
Nope.
Do I get a bonus because they're flanked?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Why not?
Because you're not flanking them.
I thought that they were flanked.
Nope. She has a feat that gives her that bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, okay.
She does.
There's a feat that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Distant somewhere. Advantage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that was my turn.
That it, Tim? Gwen, you
just
are up.
Skip me. I don't have a turn.
Gwen attempts to do something, but
I'm,
doesn't.
Yeah, thought about it, but...
She decides to do her hair
I'm
instead.
I'm going
to
wait here and...
You could curse the other one, though.
All right.
He's already cursed in the middle, isn't he?
Yeah.
But the
that's
other
the
one that's
next closest, closest one.
That I
you
curse
but I was
going
to do the middle one,
though.
Yeah, but you can curse
I can still
one.
Curse him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well then, here, I'm cursing. I thought I had to do the one I was thinking about doing.
You can curse multiple dudes.
Basically, it's the closest one.
It's not cursed.
Oh, okay.
Horribly. The one on Kaya will once again try to hit Kaya and actually probably hit her this time. 26?
Yep.
10 points of damage, Kaya.
I am bloodied. I'll catch you in the next round.
And we are at the top of a new round, so Barak, you are up.
Okay. Well, I will blithingly move one square away from him.
All right. We'll take a swipe at you.
He's at a minus two, and he gets a free swing at him.
Take your free swing.
Because we're dicks.
Hey,
it's one more chance to hit him. That's
how does he,
about.
Like, I don't know, AC 29?
He spends time admiring 29 in catalogs. How much he likes it. How much damage?
Ten points of damage.
Alright.
I like having him flanked, and I like the blurring claws combat advantage.
It's still
28.
That will hit me.
Take 8 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah.
There goes some of those temporary hit points I just got.
All right.
And then I'm still moving.
Okay.
As I move back one square, and uh-huh. in the same move, I just move up a square.
Okay.
So now I'm adjacent to him again.
Okay. You can only make one opportunity attack.
I know.
Yeah, I know. But now I trigger my Oath of Enmity on him.
Okay.
And then I swing at him. With a lovely reaping strike, hitting a 27.
That will hit him.
Doing gotta find my damage here real quick. Doing 15 points of damage.
All right, you clock him pretty good, but he's still up.
Needless to say, he is now marked by me, but he'll go before. So, you know.
Ella, you are up.
Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and Lance of Faith, the one that's in the alcove in front of Kaya. Okay. And a 23 versus a reflex.
That will hit.
You looked at the sword damage abilities?
And 15 points of damage.
Nice. I've not recently known.
They're pretty
and
sweet.
I'm going to go ahead and like, use my...
They can dedicate somebody as the person that's attacking.
Mm-hmm.
If that person gets attacked, they can teleport there.
Yeah.
Make free attacks.
You get, things like that. 10,
they're all about teleporting either themselves or the other guy.
Plus your healing. You can spend a healing surge.
Okay.
So, whatever your healing surge is.
I wonder if you could get an underground fence collar type thing for the dog and then put the fence marker on the cat.
I would sure teach him.
Well, we had a shock collar on Maggie and then she got these sores. Mm-hmm. So we took it off. So she thought it was a shock collar, but she's got another sore. So it's not...
And she's losing her hair on her neck.
So it's not the shock collar. Something else caused
just
it.
Like mange?
But we were...
Or?
Maybe.
So it's just that one area. Mm-hmm.
Is it where the leaves are hitting her? Because it might be just like the nickel or something and it is...
Well, that's the thing. We stopped putting the...
It hasn't been on her for like a week and a half or two.
Weird.
So we were tempted to get a shock collar for Pogo.
Tried the shock collar on him, yeah.
But it only goes off when it barks. And he doesn't bark very often. Now we could get one. And then
get one with the remote control.
Kaya, you're up.
Eric's like, anyway.
But I have two chaos-loving minotaurs.
No, we're not sure why.
Are still rather interested in...
Because the shock collar is
something she's getting into. I don't know.
So she hasn't, like right now, she doesn't have a collar on at all. Mm-hmm. We haven't been letting her wear one because we're afraid it's rubbing, but I don't know what it is now.
Cool. All right.
So...
Sarah,
you are going to the vet at some point.
Take her to the vet.
You're on deck.
They're going to be
as,
like...
Has her barking got better, though?
Without the shock collar, no.
Hi, kids.
So until we figure out the sores, though, we're only going to use the shock collar maybe once in a while. Vision. But as it gets closer to winter, they're not going to want to be out there that much anyway.
Yeah.
And Pogo's going to go probably nuts over snow.
Oh, yeah. He'll roll around in it.
I don't know if he's ever seen snow.
Maybe. He was born in January.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't have that much snow this year.
We had a really nice
winter.
Eric says again, sustaining conversation.
This involves killing minotaurs. How?
At some point, they'll just start doing damage to people.
Oh, and you're dead.
22 versus AC is not enough.
Not
is it?
Enough. Tim, you're up. Gwen, you're on deck.
Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna try a magic missile on him again.
All right.
The one in the middle. Does an 18 hit its reflex?
Yes.
Finally. 12 points of damage. For a magic missile, that's not bad.
Alright.
And then I will think about the title of the book and see if I've, in my vast knowledge of both history, arcana, well, and religion... And dungeoneering. Have I heard this at all?
Sure, roll one of those.
All right, we'll try Arcana. 27.
Let's see.
That it's faceless and full of hatred.
It was written by Hitler, and...
It was a precursor to Mein Kampf.
It talks about a great plan, and if you read it, you
You've
are
never
evil.
Heard about this book.
Sad.
Gwen, you are up.
Okay. Eldritch Blast on the one in the middle.
Nope.
All right. Roll
I
Don't eat that french fries.
15 against reflex is probably not good enough.
No, you just eat that fries.
Okay.
Why do you eat
that fries? She's my hair. Out.
She does have a bald spot. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Where's the black marker?
It was that big.
Get the plate.
Get the black paint. Marker out.
Now we're gonna have to Sharpie. Shave her. Out.
Confused.
Make
it'll
look
grow.
Normal.
Cat
hair grows
what
fast.
Doing?
What are you doing?
Lightning bolt down the side.
Nothing more menacing than a black cat with lightning bolts. So.
Well, you could spray paint it orange. We're coming up to Halloween.
Take 20 points of damage. He shifts over this way.
Excuse you?
And attempts to...
Okay, if he shifts, does that provoke from you?
Shifting
sure.
does not provoke.
Yes, it does. Oh, sorry. It does. No, I mean...
Actually, it usually does if you're marked.
Oh, it does?
But I heard it's an actual mark, yes.
It's a... Well, it's...
Just say yes.
So this is a mark of wrath. It doesn't,
Okay. Then, unless it says specifically.
Because normally you ship to get out of stuff. Unless you're a minotaur. Then you just get hit all the time.
Then you just fall on your face.
No, it's not listed on my
stab
mark.
Yourself.
Right. He shifts over there, and hits you 29.
Yeah.
Good. And does 15 points of damage.
Oh!
Light it again.
And the other one on Kaya.
Well, that's good. We never took the bloody thing off of you, so...
We don't have to do that again.
We'll hit, Kaya will also get hit.
Ouch.
AC 28.
I so want to get our freaking key, sell our freaking loot, and get the hell out of here.
13 points of damage.
We're going to rent a catapult, and we're just going to blow this place up.
At the top of a new round with Barry.
I'm so glad that
Ella,
I
you're
you.
On the deck.
Don't swing at me.
I was going to say, I wouldn't bother to move, because I can move him right back to between us.
Well, no, I'm just going to move over here and provoke again from him.
We'll take that. Wow, okay. 28.
That'll hit me.
It's okay, I get to hit him now, so.
Take 14.
And I get to hit him as well, so. Oh, not with that one. That would be a crit fumble.
Alrighty.
You accidentally hit Merrick.
I am bloodied, but it's okay. Swing to hit a 28. 28? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that will hit.
That'll work with a mighty 15 more points of damage.
Alright. That will actually bloody him.
Dear God, finally.
Anything else, Barrick?
Nope, that's it right now.
Ella, you're up.
Have
on
you, on the online game, have you run into the hireling guy yet?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so cool, like all three of you guys are bloody?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I have enough now that I can. So.
Yeah, depending on their level, they're affordable.
But you two are.
But they're one shot.
Yes, Barrick is an hour.
And sometimes they can be idiotic, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll do things like run into walls.
You're occupying this
but
space.
But it's not as bad as it could be.
Okay. With the tactic Barrick is using, I think Barrick needs the healing more than I do.
Yeah, except that I've already used my healing word, both of them. So what I'm trying to figure out is whether
it's
or
okay.
not...
I haven't used my second win yet, and I've got a potion of healing. I mean,
I was going to say, I haven't used the second
win. Too horribly concerned at this point. But.
Okay.
Yeah,
I still have 31 hit points.
I still got 32.
So, yeah, you know.
Okay, so you guys don't want me to heal you then?
No, I'm not saying that.
I didn't say that.
Make up your goddamn minds.
If you want to,
we're having a pissing contest over here.
Yes. Gee, ha ha! Look at this scar!
We're trying to decide whose is bigger.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get on this.
She's
going to
win.
It's a close burst 3.
She's going to hail the Minotaur in the corner just for spite.
She's like, screw it. I'm changing sides.
And then create a wall of force around us also, so that we have to fight the Minotaur and nobody else can do anything.
What's their will?
Their will defense is 20.
Jesus.
These are nasty little motherfuckers.
Yeah, and that's
well, three like, elites. What do you want?
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Totally not going to hit them. Let's see.
I want them to die. That's what I want.
Okay, so you and all your allies in the burst gain 5 hit points. All my healing powers, of which I don't have any now, restore 5 more points until the end of the encounter. If I had hit, or do I have to roll to hit all of them?
I believe you have to roll to hit the 3 enemy in the burst.
Okay, one more.
My coupon.
Does that 3 squares include me?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm not bloodied anymore.
And that's a
so regain 5 hit points.
4.
I'm not bloodied anymore either.
His will. That one will hit. And so he is weakened. So this one, because I think I rolled for this one first.
Okay.
And that one, he's weakened until the end of its next turn. So not this turn, but the next one.
Anything else, Ella?
I'm thinking. Let's see. And then, I think I'm going to go ahead and burn one of my action points.
Okay.
Or my action point. I think we only have one. I don't remember now. And go ahead and cast Lance of Faith on the bloodied one.
Both bloodied.
I think both bloodied.
Yeah, we'll just have to put a...
The one that's in front of Kaya. And I critted.
Alright, max damage.
16 points.
Do you have the magic item?
That is what the magic item.
Yeah, I like the glowing cloths in effect. The magic when I've got combat advantage, I get two extra damage.
Right. So
you get a d6 per plus.
Oh, and I, yeah, it's plus 2d6.
Yeah. So, okay,
and unless,
and
unless it's like a battle one or something.
I forgot about that when I put it.
It's 11, so 11 more.
Alright, anything else?
Yeah, I think I'm done now.
Alright. Yeah. Kaya, you are up. Sarek, you are on deck.
Oh, and you get a plus 2 because I have
the ability, your the favorite tactic?
Punch in the face.
The right in the face tactic?
Punch in the face.
Right in the face.
Right in the face. I admit.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I should try different guys.
Yeah.
Sarek, you are up.
Or maybe a different body part. Maybe try the kidneys for a while.
Sustaining strike. No. I miss.
Okay. Tim, you were up. Gwen, you were on deck.
Okie dokie. So, are both of them bloodied?
Yes.
Okay, well, the one in the corner that Kaya was attacking, I'm going to try to zap with magic missile. Okay. That would be a 23 to hit his reflex. Ha! 5. 14 points of damage. Zorch.
Alright, he's looking pretty ragged.
I don't think one of these make any difference.
Good, bastard.
Is that it for you, Tim?
I'll try religion to see if I've heard anything about that book.
No.
Since I bought them, we've been sitting with 20 facing up.
A lot.
A lot.
Let me put it this way. You haven't heard about the book.
A 31.
It doesn't matter.
I haven't heard about the book. He's
I'm going to make something up at
okay,
that point.
That's perfectly fine.
Because you know I'll see y'all.
Yeah.
Gwen.
Eldritch Blast. Ooh, that's better. 25 against reflex.
That will hit. Which one are you shooting at?
Oh, I don't know. The one in front of me. How's that? Closest to me.
The one closest to you?
The one between us. Okay. The one that just went bloody.
14.
Yeah. All right. And you did your extra d6 of damage, right?
Oh, no. 16.
All right, cool. Now it's the Minotaur's turn.
No, it's not.
They finally did something.
They began to
go. Texting for another game you're playing at the same time.
Exactly. You shift over here. And still try to hit Sarek, because Sarek has marked. And probably miss. 17, Sarek.
Oh, yes, misses.
And the other one tries to hit Kaya, and misses terribly. 16, Kaya. That means we're at the top. The next round.
Woohoo!
Barrett, you are up. Ella, you are on deck.
We're no longer flanking anymore.
You can hold your action, and I'll pull him back.
And you remember that the one guy was weakened, correct?
Yes.
I could do it too, technically.
Okay.
Well, I'd have to. Well,
I stick with you.
No.
I have to hit him as well, but you know.
Does anybody happen to know how many quarts or how many cups are in a quart?
Four.
He would.
It's four. Okay. Just making sure that's what I thought it was. Thank you.
All right. Actually, I will hold.
Okay.
Ella, you are up.
All right. Because I think that the guy in the alcove is probably very close to dead.
I would hope.
I think I'm going to go ahead and Lance of Faith him again.
That's okay. If you miss him, I'll try and attack him anyway.
24 versus reflex.
That will hit.
And 9 points of damage.
And that will actually kill him.
Woohoo!
Except, and I forgot about this last time.
Oh, jeez.
He has a special thing that when he dies, he gets to make a melee basic attack.
He gets to do what?
He gets to make a melee basic when he dies.
What?
Well, he sucks.
So, in his last breath, he attempts to kill
Kaya. He stabs himself.
No. And with an 18, we'll probably miss Kaya, but he tried.
And stabs himself.
I think he stabs himself.
Curse you, Salazar!
Fine, I'll take the rage.
All right, and you cursed him, so you get temporary
more
point.
Yep.
And Kaya, you cursed him, so disrupted him, so you get whatever it is that you get.
And Kaya, you are up. Sarek, you are on deck.
Well, that other dude is right behind me, so I'm going to turn around and I'm going to punch him in the face.
If she moved into the alcove, would she be flanking him?
She moved in the alcove.
No. She would then be flanking him first with
me.
With Barrett.
Why don't you shift?
Shifted
I'll
in
shift
the alcove.
Into
yes.
The alcove.
Mighty plus two. Yes. Oh, with him flanked now, I'll just go ahead and take my action after him. Like, oh, well, never mind then.
You gotta pull him in?
I'm gonna keep him out.
Come on,
keep him
out.
Hit him.
Well, the way I can move things is basically I can attack him, and then I shift, and he shifts into the square I leave. So that kind of would be
fine.
I'll
too low.
Like
a
then I grab
or something.
How much damage?
And you disrupted him.
Yeah.
Okay.
10.
Oh,
well, it sucks at the end.
He could have joined us. He would have hired three Minotaurs.
I'm going to try to hit him with covering attack. 13, 23, 25.
25 will hit his AC.
Yay. He takes a mighty 12 points of damage, and either you or you can shift up to 2 squares.
I'll stay where I am, so we can still flank him.
So if you want, you can shift two squares. Is that moving too
much? Shifting two squares isn't going to get me combat advantage against him. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People could move, but they choose not.
Yeah.
Sarek, you're up. Tim, you're on deck.
All right, I will declare my rage against him.
I am angry with.
You have brought my dad off.
It reduces my AC, but it increases my ability to hit him. So
that's good.
You have brought my dad off.
Which is why I really haven't used it before, because it does drop my AC. But and I will use to the center of the pack and not hit him.
The good time to use it would be if our positions are reversed, like if I'm going at the bottom of the round and I, you know, like you keep remarking him so he has to keep attacking you.
Tim.
So it's like, because I keep marking him when I attack him, if our positions are reversed, I'd say you'd want to use it because then it wouldn't be attacking
you. Alright, I'm going to try to put a dagger cloud on him. And does a 28 hit his reflex?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 28 hits anything.
Okay, he takes 8 points of damage.
Alright.
And now there's daggers swirling around there.
Alright.
This is what you get for worshiping chaos. I'll do a little jig.
Alright. Little jig. Alright, Gwen, you're up.
Okay. Get the mage thing.
Doing a last Boy Scout
sad
jig?
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
The one is not painted on that one. That is a 17 that you just rolled. Yes, because the 7.
Oh, I'm looking at the 7 from here. I'm looking at the 7 from here, too. I'm like, there's 2 7s on my die.
Yep. Lucky number 7.
We'll just call it 27 on my die. So, no, it is actually 24 versus
it'll
reflex.
Hit reflex.
So.
Versus reflex.
And you cursed him.
And I...
Yes. The D6. Because you cursed him.
Okay. But I got 0, so...
That's 10.
Ten.
I roll that as well.
Sorry.
So you're doing 14, 16 damage.
All right. He's looking kind of ragged, but he's...
Die! Die!
Don't you ever fucking die!
And now he gets to move. Is there somewhere that he can shift out of the cloud of daggers?
No.
He can shift out of the cloud of daggers and then be flanked by... either flanked by me and... Me and Sarek, or Sarek and Kaya.
Okay. Yeah, not a lot of places he can really go.
Well, he's gonna still be. He's just gonna go there. Aww. He doesn't believe he's long for this world.
Yeah, he'd be right.
Probably not.
Which is why he's gonna crit. In his mind. AC Sarek.
Yes.
13 points of damage. And we're at the top of a new round with Beric.
I held, remember? Down to when...
Oh, yeah.
Until after...
Kaya. I'm after Kaya now.
It's my turn. All right.
Ella, you're up.
Lands of Faith.
Maybe
a 17 versus reflex?
Not gonna do it.
Reflex
is 18.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Kaya, you're up, Beric. You're on deck.
The ice finally melts.
He's
also
high on that tower now.
See, Lego sharks and Lego crocs live in the same type of environment. They now have Lego octopus. I need to get one because that's funny.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Would be
salted right. Shark.
Beric, you're up. Sarek, you're on deck.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, hey, that guy went down, didn't he? So that recharged.
So rush yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Lego shaped radio alarm clock.
Yeah. Those are pretty awesome.
And boom boxes.
Sweet. Lego Warriors or something for the DS?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys have a DS.
I have a DS. I don't have that game yet. I'm going to at some point get it. or Lego Battle.
Yeah, it was something.
Because I have the Indiana Jones and the all the Star Wars. I played the Batman.
Move up, trigger my both of them to recharge. So hit him with that.
I'll put some silver paint on it when we get home.
Reaping strike him.
More silver crayon on it when we get home.
Ethan, do you want some orange juice or apple juice for your coughing?
Not flying him, so it'd be 26 to hit.
That would.
Doing a mighty 13 points of damage.
Didn't even think about that, but we do have apple juice and orange juice.
No, I'm fine, actually.
He gives us free attack.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
And since you're the one who marked him this time, it's a free attack on you.
That's fine.
Easy 20.
At least I can see a little better now.
That's what.
Maybe.
Until finally, he falls.
Son.
Yay! Bite it!
That's what you get for worshipping chaos!
Sorry, Kaya.
That's right. I was gonna say, with the way he had finally moved to, I was gonna slide, and then I was actually gonna activate Rend and have him there, so we'd all be flanking him.
Just be like taking turns. Biff. Like.
And put him in a cloud of daggers too, because.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna start using my using a cantrip to start burning the ice around the book.
You need to get 10 points of damage. The ice around the book.
Just put burning hands on the mage hand and.
No, because then he can burn the book.
We're going to take 5.
Okay. He's going to take 5 to do this.
Yes, I vote on a short rest.
That's fine.
Second a short rest, too?
Sure.
We can all your encounter powers will recharge.
Okay. Well, I can use
stab,
some of those again.
Stab.
The only daily
stab,
I think you use.
Stab.
Do you use both your dailies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was down to all my at wills at this point. Let's put these
guys. You could burn any number of healing surges to heal yourself back up. I think you might just burn one.
Yeah. Stab. Yeah. Okay. All
right. After you do about 10 points of damage. You can get the book to a point where you can get it out of the ice.
I'm all the way up to that point. I still don't get the 12.
You're going to read that?
I'm not even going to pick it up. You want to pick it up?
Around.
Last time I picked up a book.
Right. Mage's hand.
Put it
in the bag.
We don't keep our temporaries, do we?
No.
Just heal back. Okay.
Wrap it in something.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Disillusion are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.